Ladies Fancy featuring Lucia Mercurelli. And Lucia is going to be in concert this Friday night at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale. I have Lucia on the phone, and welcome to WLRN.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Now, Ladies Fancy, that was a live version of Ladies Fancy.
Yeah, that's from a PBS special that I shot last year in Santa Barbara. And it's an old-time fiddle tune that I learned from a family of old-time fiddle players a few years back when I was working on the HBO series Tremé.
You're a classically trained violin player.
Yes, I am. I started when I was 3, and I went to Juilliard when I was 11, and then I went to Manhattan School and studied with Sinkus Zuckerman after that for college. But once I left college, I started working with all different kinds of musicians and just learned about jazz and pop and rock. I toured with Jethro Tull and Chris Bowie and Barbra Streisand, and then I did this show in New Orleans and just kind of ended up with a huge appetite for all kinds of other music.
Well, what was the event that got you the most exposure?
I don't know. I mean, I have, working with Josh Groban was great, and working with Chris Bode, I was in his Live from Boston PBS special, and that was amazing. We did a duet called Emmanuel that got like a lot of YouTube attention. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know about public exposure, but I do think for me personally, doing Tremé was probably the most growth that I ever had, working on a project, working on someone else's project, just because David Simon, who is the creator of that show, sort of forced me to play all different styles of music that I had never played before, like trad jazz and Cajun and all kinds of stuff. And he forced me to sing, which I had never done before. And now I really love it, and I incorporate that in my own shows.
Well, why did he hire you if you didn't do any of those things?
He was looking for a violinist. The part was for a street musician who was a violinist, and he wanted to hire a real violinist. He likes to hire non-actors. And so he found me on YouTube, and I came in and auditioned for the part. And I don't know, he thought that I would be the right fit. And, I, even though I didn't have experience acting or singing, I was certainly game to try. And it was a really like encouraging and, exciting, inspiring environment.
Do you have the acting bug now?
I've done a little bit of acting since then. I'm really more focused on music these days. I do enjoy acting, but, when you've been doing one thing since you were a little kid and then you start doing something else as an adult, you feel a little bit behind.
Lucia Mercurelli is on the line, and she is going to be in concert this Friday at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale. Well, it seems you've done every kind of music. What kind of music do you bring to your performances?
I bring every kind of music to my shows. In programming my solo shows now, I'm really, my goal is to try and share the music that I love, that I have learned about over the years, with an audience. And so we have a really wide variety of styles. I mean, obviously I'm a classical musician, so there is some classical repertoire that I present, but we also do some standards because I have a deep love for jazz, and we do folk music. I'm really, really into folk music right now. So we have some fiddle playing, as you heard in Ladies Fancy, and I sing some tunes, and it's just kind of, we have some gypsy music. It's just a big smorgasbord of things that I love.
I once met a folk fiddle player in a bluegrass band or a folk band who with classical training, and he told me that it was difficult to transfer over to the improvisational feel of, just the fun feel of folk music. Was it a hard transition from you from classical to other types?
Yeah, I do think that I would agree with that. I think a lot of it is mental. In the classical tradition, you kind of spend a lot of time being perfectionistic and trying to play things perfectly, and that sort of becomes the focus. And, You know, in other kinds of music, it's a little more collaborative, or sometimes it's more about rhythm and not so much, you know, about perfect intonation. Or, you know, really, I found like the biggest difference between classical and sort of folk music is really locking into a solid groove is an interesting thing. It requires a little different bow technique and things like that. But it's more of a mental shift, I think.
So classical music isn't groovy.
It's not groove oriented. I think it can be quite groovy and exciting, but it's not the most groove oriented music. Maybe a little more on the beat, whereas folk music can be just a little bit, you know, you sit back into it. I think classical music tends to be a little bit more on the beat.
So it sounds like you haven't been developing your classical music audience. Do you think you've lost some people there?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I actively am playing classical music all the time. I just, because of the career that I've had and because of all my work with other artists and because of my work on Tremé, I think that the majority of people who know of me from, you know, that stuff and outside of the classical world. And so when I do shows, I'm aware that the majority of my audience is not necessarily a classical audience, but I kind of find that really exciting because then I'm able to bring them this classical repertoire in a not stuffy environment, not in some, you know, like weird library where you have to be quiet and you can't cough. And I'm able to present this repertoire that maybe they wouldn't have heard before, and hopefully it turns them on to something new.
Lucia Mercurelli is on tour and will be in concert at the Parker Playhouse on Friday night in Fort Lauderdale. So how big is your band?
Oh, it's pretty big. My husband is a violinist, and so he's playing with me. And then my dear friend Zach is a violist, and he's playing with me. And then I've got Vanessa Freeburn Smith, who is an old friend of mine that I met when I was touring with Josh Groban. She's playing cello. Got Ian Walker, he is a bass player, he's playing with me. And then I've got Rob Cease, who's an incredible pianist. He actually won the Prokofiev piano competition, but he's also very comfortable playing jazz and other styles other than classical, so he plays with me. And Leonardo Amoedo, who is a brilliant guitar player from Brazil, he'll be playing with me as well. So it's a pretty big group. You know, because I have so many musicians, we're able to break down into smaller groups. So sometimes we've got everybody on stage and it's big lush strings and piano, and sometimes we break down into smaller groups. I'll do a little jazz trio with the upright bass and the piano, or I'll do a little thing with just guitar. We'll do like a bossa with just guitar and strings, or, you know, I'm able to do some classical duet material with just one of the other string players. And you know, it's kind of cool. We keep reconfiguring ourselves throughout the show to accommodate the different styles.
Is this common? Do many shows feature such a variety of music?
I mean, I don't know. When I was trying to program my own show, I was really just trying to program something that I would want to see and hear. But I do think that people have become much more musically diverse in terms of what they consume. I think everybody listens to a lot of different styles of music now, and so it doesn't seem that different to me than, you know, what people's playlists are like on their phones or at home, and when they play music, it's all different kinds of styles.
Lucia Mercurelli is going to be in concert this Friday. You're on tour with the new CD, a live CD. I'm going to feature now a song, and thank you for talking to us, a song that was written by Steve Earle. How did you meet Steve Earle?
I met Steve when I was doing Tremé in New Orleans for HBO. He's an old friend of David Simon, who's the creator. Steve first acted on The Wire, which was David's kind of first big hit, amazing TV series. And and he had Steve come on. Steve actually played Harley, who was my character's sort of mentor, and it just kind of it kind of got like art imitates life. As we were working on the show, Steve really became a mentor for me. And as my character was being encouraged by his character to sing more in front her own band in real life, he was encouraging me to sing more in front of my own band. And so I love Steve. I think he's an amazing, amazing artist and a beautiful writer. And, you know, he's been super, super encouraging of me. And that song, The City, is that what you're going to play?
The City. Yes.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song that he wrote. David asked him to write a song for New Orleans and for the people of New Orleans. And he wrote this song in an afternoon, and I just remember, you know, hearing this voice memo that he had made on his phone of him in his hotel room, you know, where he had just written the song, and I just thought it was so beautiful and so moving, and so I include it in my show just because it's still one of my favorite songs about New Orleans.
Lucia, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Blood and water and hell to pay. Sky tear open, pain rain down. It don't matter, cause come on me, I'm never gonna leave this town. This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Ain't the river or the wind to blame, as everybody around here knows. Nothing holding back Pancho Train, except for a prayer and a promise's ghost. Maybe our bones will wash away. This city won't ever drown. Like a second line, stepping high, raising hell as we roll along. Gently to the Vulcaray, low nine, central city uptown. Singing Giacomo, Finane, this city won't ever drown.
This is the second movement of...